right, gang, it's time for Puck Off. I'm Fraser Smith, Joe Bartnick over there. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Fraser? Congratulations, first of all. You'll be on Dr. Ken's show. It's going to be the Fraser Smith show next season, I believe.
Well, I hate to lower their ratings, Joe, but Kenny was nice enough to get me a part. It's a small part, but I'm really excited about it.
Can't wait to see you on the big screen.
Thanks, buddy. It's kind of a stretch. I'm playing an MC.
Well, there you go. Well, you never typecast.
Yeah.
You got to get one of your classic jokes in there.
I'm going to try to weasel a joke.
At least get it past the ABC censors.
Well, I don't have. I have to look and see if I have any that will pass a censor. But I'm really excited about it, and I'm going to try to sneak a joke and one of my jokes in there.
What was it done to you and Detroit Red Wing fan Gary Cannon for the?
Yeah, really. There were two Red Wing fans up for this gig, and somehow I beat out Cannon. But he is the warm up guy on the show, so he's
a big Red Wing fan and just one of the best people ever.
Oh, he's a great.
And Steve Burns, the opening act for years.
So. Yeah.
When you see our friend of the show, Steve Byrne, you see Gary.
Great comic.
Great. Just you talk. I mean, basically a younger you. Someone who knows, just works the crowd like a violin.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing.
Yeah, really.
He's an amazing guy.
Really fun stuff. So congratulations.
Thank you, my friend.
And I'm going to be on your show on Sunday. So that'll be even. That'll
yeah,
be
I love it. I love that. You're coming on the show. The perfect timing, because look at all the stuff that's going on in L.A.
L.A. is
with the Kings and the
Kings
Ducks,
fans
man.
Are scared. Kings,
wow, running, those Ducks.
They got to buy a dog. A little scared.
Ducks finally coming alive like we knew they could.
I mean, Bruce will make it now to St. Patrick's Day.
I think he's good. I think Bruce is good, man. Our prediction went off on that. But you know what? We knew they had the team. It just, they weren't getting it done. First half of the season really looked bleak, and now they've turned it around. Now they're rolling.
Raquel. I mean, he is killing it right now. And, you know, hey, Bruce switched up the lines a little bit, a little Bruce coaching, and he switched up the lines a little bit, and then Getz is getting it going.
Yeah, Getz is rolling.
He got his face broken half the other day, and he's wearing the fishbowl. He's still scoring.
Yeah.
Perron added a little life in that team a little bit, and they're just they're just rolling all four lines. It's funny, like the scraps they picked up. Garbutt was a really nice pickup for that team.
Yeah, it turned out to be.
Perron, of course. I mean, he's. You know, I mean, I'm super glad the Penguins don't have Perron anymore. But he's playing well for the Ducks, which is good.
Sometimes that. Change of scenery, like we always
change
say.
Of scenery. Simone Dupree is—he was injured like all season. He's playing, and no matter what they thought of him in Pittsburgh, not the fans, the coaching staff, Dupree is definitely a very adequate, if not good defenseman. You got Cam Fowler playing to the best of his abilities.
Fowler got a goal off of his head. You see that?
He's using the noggin.
Yeah.
It's
like soccer.
And you know who's really coming into his own too? I really like who I thought maybe underachieved since coming from Ottawa is Silfverberg. He's playing phenomenal.
Well, Silfverberg is a good player. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got their shoulders out. You know, the guys like Maroon. I mean, what a Maroon. he's out there swinging it. And Kessler, I just the other day the announcer was like, or someone said Kessler's have one of the national guys like Kessler's having a phenomenal year, and I'm like, yeah, phenomenal might be kind of a strong word for Kessler. And then you start watching the last three or four games. Playing really good hockey. It's all coming together for them.
Yeah, that's what it really is.
And Anderson stepping in. Gibby, I think he just got sunburned in Pittsburgh. And now Anderson's winning games for him.
Yeah.
Gibby got hurt on he got bumped a little bit. But now Anderson's back to it. So now the goalie controversy will rise up right around playoffs.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But, things are good for them. Cagliano, even Nick Ritchie's playing well. Nothing to complain about in Anaheim, really.
Ducks fans have to be happy.
And Kings fans can only kick themselves because they've really let things kind of squander.
Well, I was reading a thing. Drew Doughty was talking about that in the paper today, and he's pretty upset with the team right now because he feels like what you said, he feels like they squandered a bunch of games in the last couple, and they lost to the Capitals last night, And that's no, there's no shame in that because Capitals are an awesome team, but you know, Kings had him on the ropes.
It was their backup goaltender, a guy who every national publication and or television show says needs replaced Grubauer for the run, to give Holtby a day off. So they made Grubauer look like Brodeur.
Yeah.
But, and I'll tell you what, Doughty played his ass off in that game. When you see your Norris Trophy candidate, who should be winner, diving face first to clear pucks in the first period, I mean, that's how Kopitar got that breakaway.
Well, yeah.
It was he dove on the shorthanded situation.
And he also held Ovi in check.
Yeah, he and Ovi I've been his fan all year. I went on a Punch Drunk and I gave him the MVP and I think the Stanley Cup. I don't know, I was drinking over there. But I love Ovechkin. I didn't like his game. I thought his game was very stale last night.
Seemed a little bit, yeah. He didn't have his usual zip.
He was doing what everyone complained about him was. He stood in the same spot the whole game.
Yeah, he did stay in that spot.
You know, he stayed in that. And
Doughty even talked about it. He goes, I know he likes that spot.
Yeah, well, he was there the whole time.
Yeah.
He didn't move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But Barakowski, he had two goals. Barakowski had a couple goals. I mean, Barakowski's like their ninth best skater, and he's still good.
Justin Williams came back to haunt him.
Richards was trying to haunt him. Richards was going to fight anybody. Richards was going to fight. Nick Nixon. He was looking for a piece of anybody.
Yeah.
Richards tried to stir it up. No one there was like, yeah, Richards. Go party somewhere. But it's a long road trip, and then
Well, you know what Doughty said, and it's funny. I thought this. You probably a lot of people did. When they scored 9 goals against Boston the other night, they used up all their goals.
They use a lot of them up.
Yeah. Come on, guys, save a few. You always think that when that happens, you think, a couple games down, you're going to need a few of those.
Yeah, I think they almost tried so hard for Luch to give him such a homecoming. It's like when you throw a big party, the next couple days, you're like, you're just tired.
Yeah,
but and they beat the Rangers, which is no easy feat.
No.
But, it's one of those things, Gabrick being out could be a problem, though.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was just starting to come alive.
He's your guy. You're always our insider. Any news? How long he's out?
I don't know.
I think it's bad news.
But I think it is bad news. And he tends to get better at playoff time.
Yeah. He's starting to lube it up, warm it up.
He was just getting some goals and some assists, and he was looking good. So that is going to hurt.
Yeah, it really is. Because that means they might have to go out and get some. I don't know if Pearson. And I'm sorry for my lack of, I know Pearson didn't play the last couple games that I noticed. And I didn't know if he, I would think if Nick, and Shore's a center. I don't know if Nick's in the doghouse or Pearson, but I don't know. I think I like Pearson. He's no Gabrick, but maybe Pearson's nicked up and he can come back and play. But if not, they'll be in the mix because they have things to
well,
trade.
I think noticing the fact that you're right, they do have things to trade. Also noticing the fact that the Ducks are climbing might light a fire under them.
Yeah, because I'll tell you something. You want that number one seed.
Yeah,
in the Pacific, because you want it. You want to take on maybe a happy to be there Avalanche team, or maybe oh my God, I can't believe we're here Minnesota team, or you want to take on anybody, I believe, except the Anaheim Ducks or the San Jose Sharks, because the Sharks are now. Back in business.
Playing. Sharks are looking good.
I mean, they're rolling 3.5 lines of thunder.
Man, they really are.
And Thornton's playing like he's not going to leave. Why does Marlowe want to leave?
Why does he want to leave? All of a sudden, he's playing well.
He's scoring goals now. I mean, other than kind of Stalock looking weak,
I don't know. I never got why Marlowe wanted to leave in the first place.
I don't know, but
he seems to do well there.
I mean, Jones is shutting the door, and they have so many kids playing right now, like Nieto and what's his name? Donstal. That guy looks amazing. I don't know. I I tell you, the Sharks, I mean, I wouldn't want to play. I know every year they fold, every year like a fool. I wouldn't want to play the Sharks in the first round.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know,
especially they have a few axes to grind. Well, I mean, if anyone should be angry when it come at the Kings or the Ducks, it should be the Sharks.
Should be the Sharks. You're right.
You know?
They usually have a weird thing in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, I love Jonas Donsel. That's me. I think they got some Hurdle's actually showing up after a three year absence.
Yeah, where did Hurdle go?
He's starting to play. I just really think these guys are, I'll tell you what, you know, when everyone's playing back and scoring's tight, in the playoffs you want to have you don't want to face a team with an incredible power play. And that's what the Sharks have.
Yep.
I don't know the numbers, but you know, on paper, you got Pavelski in front of the net, tipping everything in. You got the great Joe Thornton, who one of the best passers in the history.
Thornton's
of the league.
Awesome, yeah.
And you got Brett Burns firing cannons from back there. So it's interesting. The West is top three teams in California. Good stuff. And now Arizona is starting to. Fall away.
They're starting to fade. They had a great first half of the season, and we wondered if they could hang in there. It looks like they're fading a little. They had a weird goalie thing. Did you hear that story about their? Well, Smith is out.
Yes,
and then Anders Lindback apparently got hurt.
Oh, so the guy backing up. Domingo.
Yeah. And then
I studied his name this weekend. And Louis Domingue. There it is.
Yeah.
Louis D. Yeah. So they brought an emergency guy.
They had to call this guy Nathan Schoenfeld, and he was giving his kids swimming lessons. They're in Arizona, so the weather's nice. And he all of a sudden gets a text and get over to the rink. What? So he has to drop everything and run. And,
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, he's suited up.
Well, it's a good thing you weren't at Stand Up Live in Arizona.
I was ready.
They would have called you.
I would have been ready.
Does Don Maloney have your beeper number?
He does, and I'm ready to go at any time. That's wild, man.
It's always fun. It's the only sport. It happened like 4 or 5 years ago on the West Coast. Not the West Coast. The Alberta trip. That all teams have to, you know, the Edmonton, Vancouver,
right.
Calgary, the Penguins back. Someone got hurt. The Penguins, and they had to call a guy from a local rink.
Did they really?
Yeah, and he didn't play either. But he got to be the, hell, it was more important to get probably Malkin and Crosby's autograph.
Sure.
5 years ago than get paid.
Sure. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the highlight for him.
Yeah, you know, the famous story of all that is one time. Patrick Division, that he had to play goal for the Rangers one time, and he was the manager, and in those days they only had like one guy who had to play goal, and the guy got hurt. That he won the Stanley Cup as the goaltender.
What?
Lester Patrick.
I got to look that up. That's awesome.
That is the truth. Tons more news coming up right after this. All right, everybody, we are back. I guess the biggest news, well, there's been tons of big news.
A lot of news.
Tons of big news. First off, our condolences to Rob Scuderi.
Yeah.
Penguin Cup winner, the piece, nice enough to let me interview him. Totally class act. He's probably done. Thank you, Jim Rutherford, for getting Trevor Daley for Daley looks amazing. But Coach Q saw the writing on the wall, and Scuds has been waived.
Waived, yeah. Good career though.
Oh, incredible career.
Yeah,
I mean, one of the last defensive. I mean, he talking about the goons as dying dinosaurs. Defensive,
old fashioned defenseman. Yeah,
guys that just take the puck for the team. I mean, he literally took the Stanley. He won the Stanley Cup with his face. Remember when he was a King. And in game six, he got boarded, 5-minute major boarding call in game six against the New Jersey Devils in the finals. And the Kings scored like 4 goals right then.
Oh,
red.
Man.
And they, I always thank Scuds for that. And he had a great career. He's a great family, great guy. We wish Scuds all the best.
All the best.
Another guy seeking new employment, Mike Yeo. Minnesota, you guys finally did it. You finally got rid of Yo. You quit on him for 3 years straight.
Now, do you think, okay, now was Yo to blame for what's going on there?
I think as much as people get tired of hearing the same coach after X amount of time, and as much as all the tricks in the trade he's used, I wouldn't say it's all his fault, but it's some of the players' faults. I think it's the GM's fault. I think it's high expectations on that roster. And if you were to point one finger, you can point it to Vanek. They signed Vanek to a huge deal.
Yep.
We all knew Vanek is a, you know, hey, when the contract's up or when, the, you know, every now and then you look good and then you play like a, you know, he's like the Alexander Semin. You know, he plays like a dog half the time.
Yeah.
Kind of like Marion Gabrick's little, like,
a little bit, yeah.
Before coming with Sutter and Kopitar and the boys.
Yeah, you're right. And he's hot and cold. But when he's on, he's really good.
When he's on. They gave him a lot of money, though. And, you know, Minnesota is one of those teams, and it's one of those teams where you can't, you know, you can't give a guy like that all that money and then he doesn't produce. I'm not going to blame him completely. I'm trying to hurt you. I think they gave Zach Parise is a great player. I'll take him on my team anytime if you also still have Malkin and Crosby. I don't think Parise's he's a winner. He's a clutch goal getter. But is he a guy that night in and night out is always the best player on the ice? I don't know if he's Kopitar. I always feel that he is.
I feel he's as good as anybody.
Okay,
my feeling.
But, and so do they, because they gave him all their money.
Well, that's tricky though, because I don't know if he can. You can't do it all yourself.
You can't do it all yourself. And I love Zach Parise. I love him as a player. Like I said, I'll take him. He's why we have, you know, we could have had him, but no, we have to keep all of our young defensemen. Blah, 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 blah. You know, we could have probably had him for Letang 3 years ago. You know, I mean, I love
him. I just think he's a winner.
He's a winner, you know, except when he quits on his coach. And but, you know, hey, the best of them do that. We all know that, right, Sid? Not everyone plays hard all the time when they want the coach to go. So
that can happen.
But, you know, their D's let him down. I mean, their D has let him down. I mean, we all like Sutter, but, I mean, you know, some of those guys, you know, some of the other guys have not played.
Now, what do you think about the new coach, John Torchetti?
Interim, you know, he's going to yell at some people. You know, he's an interim. You know,
you think they go get somebody?
Yeah, they might get someone that. Well, if Torchetti can get them, if Torchetti gets them to make the playoffs, he'll stay.
Right.
If not, they'll get someone. But you know, Yo is kind of a player's guy, so I guess you get a disciplinarian this time. You know, I'm not sold on Spurgeon and Scandella and Dumba and Brodin. You know, I mean, those are okay. They're all kind of like, to me, like they're all fours. Where's the second guy after Sutter? You know, I mean, okay, Palmaville, he's up and down. They tried to bench him. I like Charlie Coyle. He's a 3-4. You know, I mean, after Parise, and if, you know, and Vanek's not going to score, I like Zucker. He came on a little bit, but then he just got benched to try to wake him up. You know, because they benched so many guys, and it's, you know, I don't know. I think in that division, I think in the Pacific, could they have hang around a bit longer? I think in the Atlantic, could they hang around a little bit longer? Yeah. In the Central, when you got Winnipeg in dead last, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's anybody's fault that they're where they're at.
Yeah, probably not.
You know what I mean? Did they quit a little bit? Probably. Could they play it a little better? Probably. Are they as good? Look who's ahead of them. They're not as good as those. I mean, they're probably not as good as those teams. I mean, look at Nashville is struggling because Rene has not been Rene.
Yeah, that's true.
E.F. Hutton's playing good though.
Yep.
we love E.F. Hutton. He's playing good. You know, what's funny is we always pick on daylight saving times James Neal, but he hit the 20 goal mark this year, and he has of active players. Here's the guys who've scored. Here's the 20 goal season guys. Obviously, Ovi's 11 in a row.
Right.
Taves and Kane, 9. Stamkos, 8. And James Neal, 8.
Wow. Wouldn't have guessed that.
That's they're not compiling cheap penalties,
Yeah, right. That's true.
He'd lead the list on that one. Yeah,
you know, he'd be leading that list.
He'd be leading that list. But, you know.
Now, speaking of Kane, who's leading the league in points, he is.
He's beating everyone. He's lapping the field.
He is, and you know he's. I don't think he's going to get the all-time record for American-born players points in one season because I don't think he can catch Pat LaFontaine. But to at 100.
Oh well, Patty LaFontaine, he played. What he did that I think with the Islanders, right? He did. He got like 148 with the Islanders,
yeah.
And that's one. That's with Trottier, and you know that's the old thing.
Yeah, that, you're not going to do that in this year.
No, that's if you have a pulse, you're going to get 60 points a year. I mean, that's a different era.
Yeah, but Kane is moving up on that list.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact if Kane gets like 120, it'll be miraculous.
Yeah,
for the way this league goes. Now, like last year, I think what Jamie Benn won it with like 85 or what, like 80 points or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
And Kane's at 82 now.
Yeah, how good is Jamie Benn too? Dallas is
great.
Dallas is waking up again.
Dallas looks good again.
You know, they got Eakins on the. You know what today is actually? Today is the birthday of the great Lindy Ruff.
Oh, is it all?
Happy birthday, Lindy.
Happy birthday, Lindy.
Lindy Ruff, the great Lindy Ruff. They hope you're resting well and have a nice piece of cake. A nice glass of Crown Royal and a nice cigar from Yulee's.
Why not? He's probably, I know he's a Yulee's fan.
He deserves it because I'll tell you, he you know, they overcame him. They had a little rough patch. Every team's going to go through a rough patch except, I guess, the Capitals. But he went through a little rough patch. He mixed up the lines. And now even, because if you can put Eakins up there and divide your wealth out a little bit and put like Nikushin on the third line, I know Spess is hurt right now, but they've really like, let the talent just spread out a little bit.
You got a lot of talent on that team, too.
And Lettinen is playing better, so it's not all on the end. If Lettinen would have played this good last year, Lindy Ruff would have been in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, probably. He mentioned that a lot last year.
Yeah, well, he was terrible last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just really like that team. Hemsky's waking up, you know, and can you say anything more about Patrick Sharp on that?
Patrick Sharp.
I mean, Patrick Sharp, I hate to be a Blackhawks fan watching him just put the dagger in the other night. Like, whoa.
Wow.
They gave him a nice ovation to him and Johnny Oduya. We knew Johnny Oduya would make such a huge difference.
Well, and he made a big difference.
We knew he would. And Klingberg is playing up to his level.
Yeah.
Up to, and actually back-checking. He didn't learn that from Goligoski. Sorry, Gogo. But, I mean, they're rolling. And that is another – that team I would – I tell you, if they finish first, which they should be trying their hardest, you talk about a team that should not lay off the brakes, and they don't have to because they don't have to rest guys, but neither does Chicago because Darling is – we love Corey Crawford. He leads the league in shutouts, but Darling is – Scott Darling.
Yeah, Darling.
He could start on almost on half the teams in the league.
Well, we said last year he's good.
Yeah, so that's going to be a fight because who would want to – because the winner gets to take on whatever, Nashville, Minnesota – take your pick, Colorado possibly, not the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, yeah.
The Blues are getting all their ducks in the line, Captain Kangaroo. The
Blues look good right now. They often do at this time of year.
They often do. You say,
but they do look good.
Every week you say
it. I know, I do. Because
funny, though. They do.
Now they look good.
Now they got Schwarz back. They got the kid Fabry, who's up for a coveted award this week. You know, it's good. So,
Shattenkirk's playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. I wanted to mention two players that I just saw in highlights. You know me, I always have to catch up on highlights. Mr. Flop, Blandisi, for the Devils. What a stick handler.
Oh, you saw that goal.
That goal was unbelievable,
that's
man.
That's right up your alley.
I just love those.
That's a Tomas Hertl goal, but even tougher in traffic.
It was unbelievable.
Yes, absolutely.
Is he that good?
You know, he's, yeah. Hey, if you make that, I mean, you got some flash, especially in New Jersey. That's like a flashlight in a cave.
Yeah.
Goal scoring in New Jersey. I mean, you know?
Okay.
We haven't even gone east yet. We'll hit that.
Oh, no, we haven't gone east.
Go ahead for your next one.
Well, the other guy I noticed was the Ghost in Philly.
Oh, yeah, the Ghost. Yeah, you know, and he is kind of a nice guy, too. You hate to hate him, but you still do.
What a player.
Oh, he's good.
He's got the most goals for a defenseman, a rookie defenseman.
Yeah.
And he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he does. It's sickening to say.
I know you don't like hearing that.
No, I know. I don't like hearing it at all. It was funny too. Is a lot of hand wringing, gut wrenching, and I'll set the record straight as I always do. You know, some of these guys are like Phillies play in New Jersey. Well, you know, New Jersey is like tied with Pittsburgh.
New Jersey's so having a great year.
So I should be rooting for Philadelphia. No, I know it's cutting. I know it's biting my nose to whatever cutting my nose.
I know, but you've place. Never you hate the Flyers.
I will not root for
you're a Flyer hater.
I'd rather miss the playoffs than root for the Flyers. I really mean that. New Jersey is just, Corey Schneider is moving up my Vezina trophy list. I mean, I said at the beginning of the year that the Jersey is going to hang in there and they're going to be good because they're like a bunch. They're like the Expendables. They're a bunch of journeyman guys that all know how to play a little bit. And they're playing as a cohesive unit, and they got a good goaltender.
Yeah.
Good coaching.
What's going on there? I mean, it's surprising everyone.
Watching them, though, you know, I mean, and somehow the Penguins beat them this year because they are the ultimate team that just befuddles the Penguins because they run the trap, and everyone's in a hurry.
Yeah.
And Malkin can't stand being trapped. Swinging a stick at me. Yeah. Don't clog up a neutral zone for Gino. He knows how he just goes backwards and winds it up and tries again.
You want him winding up.
Head against the wall for an hour. but, you know, watching the Devils, I know Johnny Bench, that's because he's the video games guy. It's like, you know, when someone knows that they can just hit D the whole time and beat you, and it's just like, it's just cheating, but you know that you can win that way. You know what I mean?
That's called spamming.
Spamming. Okay. It's kind of like, you know, the Devils are going to play this boring way and just, they can win this way. And it's just, you know, they're going to win, but you just hate watching it.
Yep.
And that's kind of the way it is with Jersey. But I take my hat off because they're all journeyman guys. And, you know, beginning of the year, I always said, sure, could get rid of all of them for draft picks, but some of them are playing well and some of them are on the board. The other team, and I think you really should tip their hat to that. And I think on paper is probably even maybe a higher end at the top end, but a little worse in reality. The Boston Bruins are they're in the playoffs.
Yeah, the Bruins have had a surprisingly great year.
Really? I mean, all they had to do was get rid of, Dougie Hamilton. And
you did call that. Well, I thought it was a bad move. But
they're blaming him in Calgary, I'll tell you that. He's on the hot seat in Calgary. But, yeah, you know, these guys, and I'll tell you what, Chara's look terrible.
Well,
watch a game where he doesn't look.
I mean, he's not the old Chara.
And I mean this in all sincerity. I don't even want him on the Penguins right now.
Wow.
And you know how much I need a defensive defenseman.
Yeah.
And I love Big Z. How I watch his workout videos, him doing pull ups. Like, I love Big Z. He looks terrible right now.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
He looks, and he's not even playing much offense. And anyway, McQuaid's not even playing. If Boston gets McQuaid back, you do not want to fight them in the playoffs for a spot. But I'll tell you, but now Bergeron got hurt this week in a fight. You got to love seeing Bergeron with enough anger to be in a fight. But,
yeah.
Bergie, come on. They need you. How about Louis Erickson's finally almost living up to the Tyler Seguin trade? He's scoring big goals. But Brad Marchand, he might be the MVP of the
league.
Man,
Marchand's had an awesome year.
He might be the MVP of the league.
Yeah, he's
good. I take that back. You take out Patrick Kane, he might be the MVP of the league. If Boston somehow gets in the – if Boston wins the Atlantic, which is, you know, it's not unreasonable, but it could happen. Marchand would be the MVP of the league.
Oh, Marchand's an unbelievable player, isn't he?
Every facet,
yeah.
Shorthanded, power play. He's really cut out. I think he's maybe had two or three goons this year. Usually Marchand's in every week.
Yeah. He's pretty.
And not good goons in the sense of crushing someone. It's all like, you know, the old, cheap shot, have to sit out three games.
Yeah, it's cheap shot. He's a cheap shot guy.
Yeah.
But he can play.
He can play. And they're getting, you know, they're really getting it from everywhere. I mean, Krejci's back up to his normal stuff. You got Jimmy Hayes playing well. Bolesky was fighting the other night. They're all in, man. They're fun. Other than the announcer, you know, they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
But I would be remiss I'd be remiss without talking about right now who I picked on Punch Drunk to win the Atlantic, the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been hot and cold. And we haven't, you know.
I do it a lot, but you take out the Jimmy Howard games. I mean, Mrazek has been incredible.
Mrazek's played great. We're still in there.
Cromwell's coming back. I was wrong last week. Cromwell's coming back.
Yeah, and we need him.
Look how good you're playing without Cromwell.
Well, you know what? We got those young players, and they're playing, you know. And Mrazek has turned out to be the guy.
Oh, they're playing incredible, right? I mean, the witch is back. The witch is back.
And look at our position. We're right there behind Boston. We're right there.
You're like even. I mean, you're like a pointer. You're even with Boston, right?
We're 67 points. They're 68.
And what's Florida like? 71 or 72?
We're in third place. Yeah, Florida's 72.
Yeah,
and yeah, we're right there. I feel good about how we've played. We've been a little hot and cold, but you know, overall, I like what we've done.
Helm has had a magical year.
I love Helm.
Yurko's played good. Richards, we talked about Gabrick warming up. Brad Richards is warming up right now. You got Zetterberg warming up. Honestly, our two guys, our favorite guys from like 2-3 years ago, Tatar and Gustav, they're the ones that have been slacking.
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't know what happened to Gustav.
I don't know what happened to Gustav either. And our boy Tatar.
Tatar's another one because he's got skills.
Yeah. I'm actually more disappointed in Tatar because I always like to. I mean, I don't know. Tatar's got to wake up. He's got to wake up.
Yeah.
Or he's going to be on. Or he's, well, you know, Nyquist was the bait for Big Buff.
Really? Yeah.
But then they said, well, we'd rather sign Big Buff I would. But I mean, you know. You got Abdicator, you know. I tell you, I'd be looking, maybe the great Dale. I mean, Montreal is in the outhouse.
They are really having a weird year.
So maybe they'll give you Dale Weiss. Maybe they'll give you Dale Weiss.
You think?
I think
who we got to give up?
I think
though?
You're one for. I may be a draft pick. I don't think you have to give up too much to get Dale Weiss. I mean, they got him for. Because it comes down to what did they have to give up to get him?
Yeah.
Well, they gave him a ham sandwich. You probably just have to add provolone.
Yeah. He likes provolone.
Yeah, to get Weiss. But I don't know. I picked you guys to win the division. Because as much as I, because right now Florida is missing Barkov, and they don't look nearly as good. And I know Barkov's their number one center, but man, he really made Hugh Huberto and Yager's life a lot easier.
He made him look good, yeah.
And,
you think they're going to fade a little?
I don't know if so much fade as
the Red Wings come on.
Yes, and I'm picking them to win the. I'm picking them to come out for the Final Four. So, like, you know, even if they win the division, okay, I'll take Detroit over Boston in the playoffs, and I'll take Detroit over the winner of Florida, Tampa.
I do. I would too.
If the Witch and Zetterberg are going to play like they drank the Fountain of Youth, and you got Mrazek, you got more of these young guys coming up and playing hard. I defy someone to go into Joe Louis and beat those guys. I want to see. I know Tampa did it last year. I guess I'm an idiot. They did it. I voted against them every time.
Yeah, you did.
And they did. I'm an idiot. They did last year. Well, you know, now who knows? Because, well, we said this last week. I was right about one thing this whole season, was that Tampa Bay would be idiots to trade Stamkos.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to keep him.
They're going to keep him at least. Because, I mean, come on, Stevie. Why? How dumb can you be?
You can't let him go.
You can't let him go. I mean, you're never going to get him back for him.
Yeah.
Why do they not want him? That's what I do.
Well, I could not figure that out. Anyone would want him.
Yeah, but Tyler Johnson's playing okay. Now you have – did you see this? You see Hedman shoot the puck at the referee?
No.
Yeah, did he? Last night, the bad call, and then Hedman just kind of shot the puck at the ref down the ice. It wasn't like he – and he didn't hit him, and they threw him out of the game, which I thought was really poor because, you know – you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, come on, you're in the playoff battle for your lives. You're gonna, you know, throw your leading defenseman of the game. You know, I thought,
no, that's
if Hedman wanted to hit him, he could have hit him.
Sure,
you know what I mean, like,
but you know, the refs, they're not gonna put up with that.
No, they're like the chippers. Well, now they have a chip on their shoulder, literally.
Yeah,
because they're getting blasted.
They're getting blasted everywhere
between Weidman and Luch. I mean, Luch was a mistake, but.
Did you see a ref got hit in the wrist yesterday? and went down.
Just in the come on, the wrists are tougher than those guys.
It didn't look like that. Was a pretty good shot.
Oh, really? Was it a shot or a stick?
That was a shot.
Oh, okay. Because usually the refs are I tell you what, the refs and linesmen are pretty tough.
They got to be tough.
They're way tougher than me.
Yeah,
but come on, you know, guy's a little mad. He shoots the puck down the ice.
Yeah, that's you know.
You gotta let the boys.
May play. Not have even been aiming for the guy.
You gotta let the boys play. All right, now let's get to the Metro. Washington's running away with it. Of course, Rangers without Nash, and who's Nash playing good or was shaky season, but it's Rick Nash.
Yeah,
and without McDonough. They seem to have righted the ship.
They're hanging in there pretty good.
And Yandel is playing good. They don't mind him not playing defense. He's putting up some points.
Yeah.
Klein is the most underrated defenseman, I think, this year. Klein's in there. They get him back.
And everybody's talking about King Henry, how well he's playing.
Oh, he's playing ridiculous. Yeah. The Penguins, without Gino, and we'll get into the Penguins in a second. Without Gino, the Penguins could have played for 9 hours. They weren't going to score in Lundqvist.
He's really right now.
They literally could have played 3 days in a row. They could have played 3 games in a row. They weren't going to score on him. And then we get to the dogfight of the Islanders and the Penguins for number three. The Islanders are a different team with Johnny Boychuk back.
Yeah, they are.
They have their number one point. They have their number one A or B defenseman, depending on who him and Hamonic. And Boychuk's putting up points. He's putting up assists. He's got the physicality going. I know we talked about this last week. Capuano, who I like, he's on the hot seat. And he's put up the lines. He's put like Oposo. He's put up Tavares. They got him and they got Nitin. One line. They got the kids. They got the kids with Tavares, who would score and score in a blizzard.
Right. Yeah.
Tavares would score one on 10.
He's as good as you always say he is.
Yeah.
I was watching him the other night. Wow.
he's just.
Don't try to win a faceoff with that guy.
Oh yeah, he won like 8 in a row.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, and they split up the score, and they got Bailey down in the third line now. They got Nielsen with Oposo. They still got the best fourth line in hockey. I think the Penguins have to shoot for the wild card, and then hopefully spook the Capitals. Even though I picked the Capitals to win everything.
Well, look at look at Carolina right on your heels.
Yeah, but remember
they've got the other Boychuk.
They got our buddy Boychuk. Yeah.
Zach Boychuk, our favorite player now.
Our favorite player now.
This guy's great, by the way.
Oh, he's
got over 300,000 Twitter followers.
Anyone that's banging supermodels goes to my all pro team instantly.
This guy's awesome, man. I was checking out his stats. This guy's great.
Exactly. And he's playing for Carolina too, banging those broads. That's like it's easy when you're a Ranger or a King. But in Carolina,
Supermodels, he's got Twitter followers.
You're not missing any shootouts when you're doing that in
Carolina.
He
led the WHL in scoring.
Yeah. He's
first
our
round draft pick.
He's our guy. But Penguins now, but Gino's been out now for 2 weeks. They miss him. Cullen, the old Hurricane guy, he plays hard. He's not a second line center anywhere but the AHL.
Are you happy with the way your Penguins are playing right now?
I'm happy that they're getting points. They got 3 points and only scored 2 goals. They left one on the table the other night, very, very badly. They had 3 chances to win the shootout, and usually Flowers lights out in the shootout, and they didn't do it. They got to score more goals. It can't always be Sid. I mean, here's what. On paper, it looked like, oh my God, they finally got the third and fourth lines.
Sid's coming alive.
Now the guys are hurt. Now the whole third and fourth lines are all AHL guys. They're playing hard. They're trying. I get it. You got to score some goals. First half of the year, it was Flower and Gino. Now it's all Sid and Letang. And that's what you pay the big four for, I understand. But somebody's got to chip in. Hell, the Flyers are catching us. And I know I'm a Flyer hater, but Flyer fans, and you know who you are, you know who you listen, we love you. You look in the mirror, and if you can actually say you're a more than a one-line team, you're lying to yourself. And you're almost beating us. And you're a one-line team, and you play flyer hockey, which is what you do. Is you guys have a great power play led by the Ghost. You got Simmons in the front, and you have a great power play. That's what you do. You just play hacky wacky, blah blah blah, BS hockey, and try to win a power play fest.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. Yeah. They've been doing that since Lindros left.
Yeah, yeah, that's been their MO.
But we got to be better than that. You know, if we're in a bunch with the Flyers and the Devils, we don't deserve a much better fate. You know, and until you get more than, our defense has actually played well. Daly looks like Paul Coffey. I mean, our defense is playing
well. Yeah, he has
played
well.
But we have to have more than three guys. You know, Kessel scored a big goal the other night, but Kessel can't score one goal every 3 weeks. Kunitz can't score one goal every 2 weeks.
Do you think Kessel has panned out in your mind or not?
No, but I don't think it's his. No, I mean, I didn't think Kessel was going to score 40 goals. But I hope he can score 25. You know, I think it was all pie in the sky. He's going to score 40. That just means that Sid and Gino aren't looking for their shots. And now the power play is back to stinking because Sid wants to play the Lemieux spot, which, of course, everyone on Earth knows that's what Gino plays, the right half.
You
know, and that's why the power play was unstoppable for a month and a half. But we'll see what happens. The only other one, the one other off-ice issue I want to bring up is that Evander Kane missed practice.
I saw that.
Because he was at the NBA All-Star game. You would think he would learn his lesson after getting thrown out of a great situation in Winnipeg. Who told you Dan Plasma would have no control over him? I mean, Disco Dan.
He overslept.
Yeah, because at the NBA, I mean.
You know he was partying.
Yeah. At
the NBA. With Kobe and the guys.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, a very fun award segment right after this. All right, everybody. We are back.
On Puck Off.
First of all, I called it a little fantasy update. Let's go to Mr. Winwood.
And where do we stand?
I'm moving up. I'm at number 9 right now.
Number 9?
9 with a bullet.
Number
bullet
9?
Is back. Johnny has crept up to number 10.
What?
I was right behind you last night. Right behind you. I'm a little lower now, but I was right behind you.
Yeah, we got Pavlov from, Pavlik from Winnipeg. He jumped me 1 week. He did good for like 2 saves. Now he's back to his Pavlonian 3 week goals a game. But number one, as always, is Kenny, our buddy Jarmuson, and I had it written down right here. The hammer, and then Stahl Stash is in second place, and Claude Lemieux is in Claude's hat trick is in third. Getting to the no Claudes, no Marios. Now I have a Howie Young Award pick. Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way to paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful flight. I'm back in the USSR. Let's see what you think of this one.
Okay.
I don't know, being the rock celebrity that you are, you've heard of Andrew WK?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, his song, his party song is the official goal song of the Penguins.
Oh, is it really?
So they invited him to the game to make the big, like, hey, he's our special guest.
Right.
On Rivalry Wednesday against the Rangers.
Right.
Of course, they got shut out by Hank 3-0.
Oh.
Why would you bring him when you're playing Lundqvist?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's
good
point. That's the Howie Young move of all time.
Yeah, that's pretty Howie Youngish. Well,
I mean, that's just stupid.
But he could get some stiff competition from Evander Kane.
Well, no, this isn't against like the the PR department of the Penguins.
Well, okay.
Andrew at all. I love Andrew. I'm just saying, like,
why that would be the PR department that would get the award.
Yeah, have him play against like Edmonton or Calgary. Don't bring him because here's the guy they're against, right? Here's who Lundqvist is. Here's all Lundqvist is. I looked up the stats. In his first 11 seasons, he has more wins than anyone in their first 11. He is 366.
Wow.
He passed up Marty Brodeur at 365.
And he's playing well right now.
When you pass up Marty Brodeur, you're doing something right in hockey.
Yeah.
Interesting, left the flower is at 322 in his first 11. And Esposito, Tony Esposito with 316.
Wow.
That's impressive because Esposito played on some crap Chicago teams there for a few years.
Yeah, he did.
So good for
him. He was always good, though. All right. Well, okay. So for our Howie Young Award, you want to give it to the PR department for the Penguins?
It's your call.
Or Evander Kane for sleeping in.
I would say just going to the NBA All-Star game is enough of an offense for me.
All right. Let's put in Evander Kane.
You got it.
He's our Howie Young Award winner this week.
Okay. The skirt of the week. Of the week goes to Dion Phaneuf in his first game. His jersey isn't even worn in yet. He let Henrik Zetterberg, the Z train, your captain,
yep,
just walked right around.
I loved it.
Right around him. Did you
yeah,
see that?
Yeah, that's awesome. Man.
I mean, Zetterberg looked like he was 25.
Yeah. Made him feel young again.
Phaneuf, come on. Yeah. You got to look good for a game. You got to make the GM look good for a game.
Wow.
Right, Johnny?
Yeah.
Johnny says yes.
All right, so I like Phaneuf as our pick for the skirt of the week.
Skirt of the week.
All right.
Now we have, now for dirtbags. I think we only have one. I think there's only one because it's not who you're going to think. First of all, we have Gudas will be shown prominently in the Goons of the Week. Gudas is like a walking. It looks. I think Johnny Bench is going to be his manager in wrestling next year.
Why not?
Gudas is a walking villain. I know he's a he fits in perfectly with the Flyers. I mean, he was at Tampa Bay. And he went to the Flyers. I'm like, oh, God, he's going to hurt.
Perfect.
He's going to hurt every Penguin now.
Yeah.
He is. He's like a guy from a James Bond movie.
Yeah, he is. He looks like Jaws.
Yeah. And he absolutely cracked Kanachi of Buffalo. And that's fine. That's his job. It wasn't cheap. It's Gudas. The dirtbag goes to backup goaltender Neuberg of the Flyers for laughing when the kid's laying there injured.
That is, yeah.
Neuberg.
Dirtbag of the week.
Dirtbag of the week. Come on.
Come on, Neuberg.
Yes. You're a backup goalie.
And you're laughing.
Yeah. A guy sitting by his pool, a guy sitting at his pool in Phoenix could be called in to do your job.
Yeah.
You're laughing at a kid getting run. No good.
That's a dirtbag.
Okay. Now we have the Bobby Probert's. We have two this week. Unless we gave this one out last week to one guy. Did we give it to Fabry last week of St. Louis? It kind of rings a bell that we did him last week.
I don't think so.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Tap of the stick to Johnny Bench once again coming through. So Fabry is St. Louis with the goal in the fight, and he's like a bantamweight guy. He got in the fight and scored a goal.
Cool.
Sure, Captain Kangaroo's happy. And then the other Pro Bear, Matt Hendricks of Winnipeg. And it is the real Pro Bear Award because he did it against Winnipeg, and he fought Big Buff.
Well, I got to go with Hendricks.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we love Fabry. We love stepping up in class. We love the fact that you're only 110 pounds.
Yeah.
Wet.
Yeah. That's a tough kid. But we got to go Hendricks on
but
this.
But yeah, when you go
if you're going to take on Big Buff.
You take on King Kong.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
And you score a goal.
And you score a goal. So that's Matt Hendricks gets the Bobby Probert. The tons of Dios this week, but I'm going to give you one off the board. Come down with fire.
Okay.
But here's your choices. We have Eves of Dallas moved up to the big line with Ben and Seguin. The hat trick versus the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, cool.
Big game. He won it for him. We have Eberle with the hat trick for the Oilers against Toronto in a game where McDavid had 5 points.
Yeah, wasn't that something? Wow.
Ovi, the hat trick versus Minnesota. Saying goodbye to Mr. Yo. And then the hat trick in Madison Square Garden. The lights on Broadway. Andre Kopitar gets the hat trick versus the Rangers on the big stage on Broadway. Now, you have those to pick from. I'm going to go this way. See what you think. Claude Julien, coach of the Boston Bruins. 500 wins.
Wow.
After they tried to get rid of him for 3 years in a row.
Yeah, that's right.
And look who the only three coaches to 500 faster are. Scotty Bowman, Mike Babcock, and Toe Blake.
Wow. Well, that's quite a crowd.
Yeah, I mean, who you pick? But, you know, you got Kopitar on Broadway. You got Ovi saying goodbye. You got Eves against Chicago in a bloodbath or in a fight for the, you know, many to pick from. I just had to throw that one out there.
That's a good one. But I think I'd go with Eberle.
Eberle, yeah. Yeah, just that was a fun game to watch. I don't know if you caught that game against Toronto. I mean, it was like a free skate. It was like watching the old Lemieux Penguins. Pre when they were good, when all they did was score, run up and down.
Well, you know what?
Kind of like the way Edmonton is now.
Yeah, they're still in last place, but you can see them going somewhere. And they've got these great young players.
They're so fun. McDavid's a witch.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I love McDavid. That whole team is fun to watch. All right. Save of the week. We're saving these two. We got a couple more than usual to pick from. But we have three overtimes of players and a one that was sent to us by like 10 different people. I had to put it on the board.
Okay.
We have Budai of your LA Kings versus Brassard in overtime right before the Kings win. We have Zuccarello of the Rangers on Trevor Lewis with his to save the bacon for Hank with his back turned.
I saw that. Yeah.
That's the player save. That's not technically up for it, but we just happen to stick to Zooks. We know you love Zuccarello.
Yeah.
Zuccarello.
He's great.
We have Cam Ward in OT against Carl Hagelin of the Penguins. Huge save. Just a ridiculous save. Then we have that, but it didn't save the game because the Penguins won in the shootout.
Right.
This did save the game. Al Montoya, Cuban-American Al Montoya versus Phil Kessel in overtime last night or Monday night. Just ridiculous save. Ridiculous save.
I saw that.
On Kessel. Just ridiculous. And then the one that was sent in by everybody and their brother, all of our Chicago friends, Darling, our buddy, against Nick Spaulding, dove out to stop Nick Spaulding of the Toronto Maple Leafs. My only problem with that goal is I know Nick Spaulding. He played on the Penguins. Nick Spaulding shot it into Darling's glove. Spaulding couldn't hit an open net if he tried.
Well, that was I do like Darling a lot. He's yeah, awesome.
Darling's our guy. But there,
but I think I got to go with Montoya on this.
You did. Wasn't that a ridiculous
hit? Yeah.
Yeah. Phil Kessel, I mean, you know, I like Carr Hagelin. Broussard, and talk about the Rangers, Broussard is stepping up in Nash's absence. Broussard, a lot of friends of mine in New York pick on Broussard. Broussard's having a great year.
Yeah, he is.
And Budai stoned him. But all right. You got Al Montoya, Cuban American. We should call him Scarface.
We should. That's our new, that's his new handle.
Yeah. You know why? Because, you know, I hate to say it because we love him, but Bobby Lou's wearing down a little bit. Bobby Lou hasn't looked as sharp. Montoya's going to play a few more games.
Yeah, last couple of weeks. You're right.
Wearing down a little bit. All right. Lots of goons. TNT. I'm dynamite. TNT. I'll win the fight. TNT. I'm a power. TNT. Watch me explode. Lots of goons. Lots of fun ones. Lots of fun ones. We have Wheeler. Wheeler on Winnipeg versus Bergeron. Two scores went at it. The only problem is here, Bergeron got hurt. Old ex-teammates.
Right.
Then you have something we have not talked about yet. I'll bring it up. We have Lindholm of Anaheim with the perfect, and I mean perfect, hip check, but it injured Marian Hossa. And now Hossa is out with a knee, which could be out for a long time, which could mean to go after Andrew Ladd.
Interesting.
And we hate seeing Hossa hurt, and it was a completely clean hit.
Clean hit, though.
It was the oldest school hip check. I mean, it was the one that Gudas pretends to do when he goes after guys' knees.
Right.
So if you want it still in the league, that's the one you show. It's perfect, but it's still got a guy injured. So I don't know. We have Ellis of Nashville with the push in the back to send Peary into the boards. A lot of people want me to comment on this on Twitter during the week. I didn't think it was that cheap. A little push, yeah, little dicky move, yes, but, you know, everyone does it. I feel bad Peary got hurt. So here's the big one. Hendricks, Dex Scheifele, and then answers to Big Buff. That's why you love Buff.
But yeah, yeah.
Hendricks was like, oh, you're the guy that's going to fight me? Couldn't I fight Thornburg or somebody else?
Yeah.
Buff's the sheriff. So he'll be wearing the scene next week. We have Patterin of Montreal cross-checking our buddy Max Domi. And of course he took the 5-minute major. I don't think you want to fight.
You know, Domi's because dad's going to take care of him at a golf tournament later this year.
Gudas, our buddy, 3 fights in 1 game against Buffalo the same night that he injured that kid. 2 against McCabe, 1 against Foligno. Then we have Gudas on last night, hit to Bobby Farnham's head. I know Farnham's head's full of cement, but Gudas got the 5-game major. Then we have Taylor Hall and Taylor Hall of Edmonton, goal scorer, Perry of Anaheim, rolling around wrestling. Perry was like getting a piggyback ride. No penalties. That's why I watch all the games, because you don't get this if you just watch the highlights.
Right.
And then 2 more we'll go for here. One near to your heart. We had Tommy Wilson, our buddy. Barry Shen right next to Quick, took Quick out. Could have been a major injury.
Yes.
And then him and Shen fought. Shen held his own. Tommy's a tough kid. The cheapy move, but you know what?
I didn't like that move.
I didn't like the move at all. I know you're in the goaltending union, but that's one of those things when you're Tommy Wilson,
right?
You do that.
Yeah,
you stir it up. It's,
know.
You know, you do. You know, that's what makes Tommy Wilson great.
I got you.
You know what I mean? And you stir it up. And then you said, oh, one for old time's sake, our buddy Chris Neal finally dropped the mitts. All season, Mr. Neal, we've been waiting for you. Against Delorier of Buffalo, and he won the fight. Nice to see the old man coming through.
Yeah.
Chrissy Neal. Yeah, Delorier is a tough SOB, too.
Yeah.
And he beat him. So, tons to pick from.
I'm going with Chris Neal.
Oh, thank you. The old timers department.
Come on. That's for the insurer crew.
There you go. All right, everybody. There's your awards. We'll be back with some tweets and Tony Bench
after this.
All right, everybody, we are back. But right before we do the tweets, I want to plug my Pittsburgh gigs next Thursday and Friday, February 24th and 25th, or I think maybe 25th.
Now, where are you playing in Pittsburgh?
The Arcade Theater. It'll be tons of fun. And we'll talk some hockey after the shows or before the shows. You know me, during the shows.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding? Especially with the hometown crowd.
February 25th and 26th, Thursday, Friday, three shows to pick from, Arcade Theater. The openers are going to be killer, and I got some special guests coming down. It's going to be fun. And then I'm at Flappers the weekend after that, which is what I'll be plugging on the Mothership this Sunday.
Yeah, looking forward to having you on the show.
Thank you. And I just wanted to get that plug in because I want all the Pittsburgh fans to come out.
Yeah, you got to come out, guys.
I don't want people to say, oh, we didn't know you were coming. We didn't hear about it.
So come on, they'll be at the arcade.
They'll be at the arcade. So, all right, Johnny Bench.
First tweets from Bobby Van City. He says, how about a top 5 or 10 best rats of the last 10 years? Good player and instigator.
That's a good idea. Top 10 rats.
Top 10 rats, good player and rat. To me, Marchand's number one. Brad Marchand's number one. And as much as I, and then, you know.
Tom Wilson.
The thing I would say about Tom Wilson about being a rat is Tom Wilson is a big guy and he fights his own fights. He's not one of those chippy people.
Yeah, okay, right.
But you're right. You know what I mean? I'm not
got a little rattishness.
Oh, he's a little, oh, definitely. Yeah. Like as much as I want, like Hartnell's like a big rat.
Yeah.
But he fights his fights.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy who everybody hates and do not talk about to Bill Burr with. Matt Cook, total rat who would hurt you, but score a big goal.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, maybe, okay, I'll try to think of something next
week. It's funny, it's a cool angle, though.
It's a great angle. Marchand's number one. I'll think of some more for next week, but definitely Brad Marchand.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Next one goes to Novice Goalie. He says, how well will the NHL players embrace the World Cup of Hockey, and do you think it's a money grab by the NHL?
I think it is a money grab by the NHL, but I'll tell you something. It's getting them back on ESPN. And as much as I don't care if hockey gets more popular because I love it, it means a lot to the owners. And a lot of casual fans just want to be acknowledged as being on ESPN.
Yep, that's true.
And it's getting back on ESPN, which is going to be huge. Because we didn't talk about it so much, but maybe we'll talk about it next week. Keith Olbermann was on a hockey show in Canada, and I was doing it. And you know, everyone makes Olbermann out to be a big baseball guy.
Yeah.
Oberman's first love is hockey.
I didn't know that. Really? Really? Yeah. Wow.
And he was talking about he's a diehard Ranger fan. And just talking about how ESPN, how like him and Lena Levy were the only couple guys, and of course Melrose, that's and Booch would just always want to be hockey. And he remembered when he started there how hockey would lead SportsCenter half the time. And up until ESPN lost the rights to hockey, hockey is still even with the NBA back east.
Back east it is, yeah.
Yeah. And in Detroit and you know, Chicago.
Sure.
And that's what they said. They would lead SportsCenter half the time with hockey. And once ESPN lost the rights to hockey,
so you think
they put it on the back burner, and then it's buried. And then people in Georgia, and South Carolina, and everywhere else is like, oh, hockey, whoa, what's that? And then you're at today.
So you think this helps get them back in the picture?
Yes, I do. So do I think the players always take it seriously when it's country versus country?
I think so, and I always love that competition.
And it's going to be not the Olympics, it'll be in the beginning of this season, so they'll be full of vinegar.
The worry is always injuries,
but at least unless it's catastrophic, even if they
remember Tavares was out for
yes, I know it's horrible, but now, quite a while. If he does the same thing, he'll be back for February.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit better this way, a little bit better instead of mid-season. Yeah.
But I think they're going to go hard.
All right, next one is from Sean Moore. He says, embellishment rule needs to be modified to penalize victims who embellish after non-penalties. Give other team a power play. Yes or no?
So you're saying if somebody completely fakes an injury or fakes a hit, that they should be punished?
Well, the big one this week was Blandisi. You know, everyone was complaining about his flop.
Oh, no, go ahead. Yeah, me. I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either, but he apparently did a tremendous acting job. And he's actually up for an Oscar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He made that nice goal, too. But
a little flavor. Someone brought a little flavor to New Jersey.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
But there was a little flopping going on there.
Well, what
and it was called?
Think?
It was called. I think it only should be called if it really impacts a play. If it impacts something, I mean, I don't know on that one. That's a tricky one.
Yeah, if someone fakes it, then they should. No, just don't call the penalty. I don't think a penalty needs to be called.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
But I'm not.
They did call a penalty on him.
But unless he's saying, and I could be wrong, and then his name's Sam Moore, right? Mr. Moore?
Nick? Sean Moore.
Sean Moore. Sean, thanks for texting in. I don't like it when it even. I lost my train of thought. Remember his name. I don't like either call the dive or call the penalty. I don't like both. Either the guy dove and it wasn't much of a penalty, or it's a penalty. And if the guy embellishment, so what? It's still a penalty.
Does that make sense? Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at, but I couldn't figure out how to say it. But you're right.
It took me an hour or two.
Yeah, but that's about right, what you just said.
You know, I don't like the double. Oh, he was tripped, but he dove far.
Right.
So if
the penalty's real, it's real.
Yeah. If it's not real, it's not real.
Don't call it.
Then don't call it.
Yeah.
I guess that'll be the puck off official stance.
Yeah. Sean. Well said, kind of.
Thank you.
Last one's from Darren. He says, rumors of a Shaw for Yandel deal. Blackhawks cannot give up that grit for that skirt.
I understand. I understand the. Put it this way. I could see why the Rangers would love to have Shaw. I think they need Yandel right now because who knows what's up with McDonough.
But he's playing well for him now.
Yes, but what I think is that, you know, really Van Riemsdyk is, I know they don't want to go into last year playing with only three defensemen the whole time.
Right.
In the playoffs. But I think Van Riemsdyk has played great for the Blackhawks this year. And Swedberg's played pretty good. And I'm not quite sure that you need to go out and get a guy at the level of Yandel.
Would you do Shaw for Yandel?
No, I wouldn't do Shaw for Yandel. I wouldn't do hardly anything for Yandel. But that's, you know, my stance on Yandel. I don't think you ever.
And I think this. I think he's right. You know, they need that grit.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm trying to find the guy's name. Well, remember last year, Ryan Hartman came up in his first game. He had like a goal in a fight and won the Pro Bowl. Did something amazing. He ran somebody over in the first game. We're like, Ryan Hartman's amazing. Yeah. We love the kid from Chicago.
Yeah.
Now he's back in the minors, and people are like, oh, well, Ryan Hartman come up and replace Shaw. Like, hey, Shaw has two Stanley Cup rings. I like Hartman, but why are you running Shaw out of town?
I agree on that.
I like Shaw.
I do too.
You don't want to sign him in the end. You want to pull a Brandon Saad and trade him in the summer. That's fine. I wouldn't just run Shaw out of town because you like Hartman. I don't even know if you need it. I don't think you need another defenseman on Yandel's level either. Like I think just a warm body that can play 10 minutes to, you know, way more than they had last year.
Yep,
all you need. So I wouldn't make that trade at all. And I think they're a little bit, almost a little greedy, to be honest with you. And if they didn't like Daly, if Coach Q didn't like Daly, how's he going to like Yandel?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean? Come on. Yeah, and Daly plays more defense in his sleep than Yandle does all year.
That is true.
I mean, so I wouldn't make that trade. I love Andrew Shaw. I'll take Andrew Shaw. He can have Pouliot for Andrew Shaw any day of the week. If he wants to, you know, I'll tell you what, that'd be one hell of a. That's the trade.
I would keep Shaw.
I wouldn't trade Shaw for Pouliot either. Yeah. But I'm just saying, if he wants an offensive defenseman that isn't too much money. Under contract, the young kid. That makes more sense for Stan Bowman. But you know what? Yandle will probably go there and win the Conn Smythe because Stan Bowman forgot more about hockey than I'll ever.
Stan Bowman knows what he's doing.
Yeah, so I'm not going to, you know, but that's not the rumor. Is that? I don't think that's the rumor Stan Bowman's putting out, right? That's probably Scott Brooks and the Rangers trying to get rid of him. So
probably.
Anyway, you heard all my plugs already, so I won't bore you.
All right. Well, the plugs I have, I'm going to be on the Dr. Ken show doing a small part on ABC.
I can't wait.
And I don't know when that will run, probably in a couple of weeks.
Sweeps weeks, obviously.
Well,
they sweeps. They want you, if they want you out there ratings, for the sweeps.
They're thinking ratings. You're right.
Yeah, that's all they're thinking of. It's like putting our Kardashian on the show. So just right. Oh, Frasier's on. Spike the ratings.
I am the Kardashian of... primetime network television. And then I have, of course, the radio show. This week, you're going to be my guest. That'll be fantastic.
And people way more famous than me will be on, too. So.
Well, we've got... I can't mention yet who we may have, but it could be a big name. And last week, of course, I had Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols.
Oh, my wife would be... She probably knocked on the fence to meet him.
He was phenomenal. Phenomenal. So that's going well,
He's like your contemporary as far as like famous DJs in LA.
Yeah, he's on KLOS as well. He just started there as a DJ, and I'm a big fan of the Sex.
Oh,
Pistols,
really?
So, yeah, he's over there now every day at noon.
Oh, no
he's
way!
He's got a great show.
Oh, that's the infamous show.
Yeah, great show, and the guy is
interesting. I didn't know that.
Interesting character. They had to steal their equipment before they could play a gig back in the early days. And
That's
what we did here. We had Johnny go out and steal it. I shouldn't have busted him on the air. Then, of course, just stand up. I'll be at the Laugh Factory Friday night and Saturday night comedy and magic.
Oh, look at that. Boom.
Yeah. So we're rolling Kilo G, buddy.
Looking good. Things are good. This is fun.
Yeah, it was
fun
great
show. This one, I really like this show. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I hope the commercials are treating you okay.
Yeah, man.
Please listen. They help
us
out.
New network.
New network's treating us right. Johnny, phenomenal job as always.
Nice job, buddy.
And everyone, be safe out there. All the veterans, be safe.
And Puck Off fans, we love you. You are the best. For Joe Bartnick, this is Frasier Smith. We are out.